live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio, and also wherever Randolph Village President Ken Ireland may be sitting right now. Our party line topic this morning is all things Randolph with the Village President. Mr. Ireland, thank you so much for being with me this morning on WBEV.
Well, thanks for the invite, Bob. I appreciate very much being part of your program this morning.
A little bit of an introduction for maybe folks outside of Randolph not familiar with you. Tell me a little bit about your path to being president in Randolph.
Well, I ran as a trustee in 2004, and if anybody has a vague memory of history, in 2004, I got elected in April, and in Father's Day weekend in June 2004, we had a major water event in this community. So I basically had a, how do you want to call it, a baptism by deluge in public service and a public office. So it was a rather trying time as a community, and also for the village board. And I fondly remember the village meeting that was run after that down at the First Reformed Church in town here to address the community. And I remember the emotion that our village president at that time expressed over, you know, all the trials and tribulations that so many in the community had because of all of that backup of water in our community. And if you're familiar with Randolph, you know, we don't have a lake, we don't have a river. So I think, as one of the locals coined it best, we didn't have a flood, we had a drainage problem. So the next year we did a major highway project in the community with Highway 73, and we resolved a lot of that. So that kind of gives you a little intro into my beginnings of being involved as a village trustee here in Randolph.
And when did you become president?
In 2007, David Dobratz, who had been president for a number of years, decided not to run again. So it's one of those things. It's like, well, which one of us is going to run? So I got the nod or the tap from and support from a few of the other trustees that felt that I should run, and I did, and got elected. So yeah, it's been a interesting situation ever since.
Ken Ireland, again, the president from the Village of Randolph, my guest on Party Line this morning. You already mentioned, Ken, the surprise which you had in store when you first became a trustee. Since you've become president, what about the job is maybe different than you expected? Either good, bad? What do you spend most of your time? I talk a little bit about being president in Randolph.
Well, there's always some personnel challenges, and it seems like if you drive around the countryside in any community and pay attention, every community has their few problem children, but you rely upon your other personnel to take care of that for you. So that's why you have a street department, police department to take care of those things. So but there's always little challenges with those things. So it seems like some people need more reminders than others, but you handle it. It's an annual thing. You know, in the wintertime, it's shoveling snow. And in the summertime, it's mowing your grass and keeping the grass off the street so it doesn't end up in the storm sewer. So, you know, but that's pretty universal to just about any community.
When you're the president of a village like Randolph, I know you wanted to make mention of many of the people you've got on staff, the fact that you feel blessed with the people working for Randolph these days. How about a shout out to some of the folks that the village relies on that you, of course, do as well?
Well, we're pretty I think we're really blessed that we have the staff we have. We have Nancy and Julie and Brooke working in the village hall, and our water sewer department headed up by Justin and Cody, and our street department, Bill and Dylan, and we also have our police department, Derek and Nathan and Ashton, that are great assets to our community and do a fine job as far as keeping things under control in the community. You know, sometimes they're more appreciated than others, especially when a police officer has to do his duty and stop somebody. It's not appreciated, but I think overall our staff is, you know, we got a really great group working for the village at the moment. And we're really, really thankful for all of them.
Again, for listeners tuning in, my guest on Party Line from the village of Randolph, the village's president, Ken Ireland. Ken, you mentioned a little news that took place over in your fine community earlier this week. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've been blessed to have National Exchange as part of the community as a banking lending institution for a number of years, and they made a substantial investment in our community. We had a ribbon cutting this last Wednesday, and for two new ITMs with drive-throughs that they've installed, and we were very, very thankful to have the Stone family represented, the founders of National Exchange, and many of their employees were here also. So it was a wonderful event. And then the other thing worth mentioning here, I think, is the fact that the old existing drive-through, local contractors in the process of turning that into a pet grooming facility. So that building is being repurposed. They were actually there working on it this morning as I was downtown having breakfast with part of our family. So, but we're looking forward to having that open also to serve the community.
Some economic development to talk about. That's great. Again, Ken Ireland from the village of Randolph joining me this morning on Party Line. I was, Ken, I didn't get a chance to mention this to you before we stepped on the air, but I was thinking about you yesterday. I live in Wanakee, and I'm on the Parks Committee. And
okay.
So at the end of last year, just before it got cold, a splash park was completed in one of our downtown parks. No one got to use it very much, but yesterday I drove by the park, and it was a sunny day, pretty warm, and that splash park was just chock full of young kids. Now, I had very little to do with it, probably a couple of hundred people put more effort in it than I did, but I had a little contribution to that splash park being there, and it was so heartwarming to see all of those kids enjoying the Wanakee Splash Park. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy seeing all the Randolph kids in the Randolph pool. Tell our listeners about what's taking place in development for that facility in the village.
Well, we're pretty blessed. We put that pool plan out for bid last fall, and we got a number of substantial, you know, good bids. And in our mind was quite a bit under the estimates, and I know it's been much anticipated by many, many people in the community because that pool serves so many segments of the population, from the morning swim for wee mature people to the our new pool design will actually have a zero entry element to it that we've never had before. So it'll be able to provide a lot of what you're talking about, Bob, as far as your Wanakee splash pad. But we'll also have six swimming lanes and a diving board and a deep enough pool to be able to provide swimming lessons. So it's going to serve a lot of facets and needs for the community. and we're really looking forward to that being open for next season. And the other thing I should really interject here is the fact that we are so blessed. You know, when you start on a project like this, things always the pile of dollars it takes to get the job done seems overwhelming a lot of times, but we've been so blessed. We had one couple in town came forward with a very substantial donation, and without that donation, we wouldn't be where we're at today. And when the dust all settles, we'll probably have to borrow a little more money to finish it, but it's been so heartwarming to see how many people have donated bits and pieces on a monthly basis. And you know, some of them are elderly on fixed incomes, and they continue to make contributions on a very regular basis. And it's been very, very heartwarming to see those donations to continue to be made. So we know that a lot of people are really looking forward to this pool being completed and being able to be enjoyed by the whole community.
And construction is already underway this summer, is that true?
Yes, yeah. The footing, frost walls, et cetera, are already in place for the bathhouse. We had a architect, owner, contractor meeting this last week. The general contractor is J.H. Hassinger from Menominee Falls, and Newman Pools Water Technologies are collaborating with us to get the pool structure built itself. So, yeah, excavating's been done. A lot of concrete's been poured. The project here for the end of the week was to they were going to get the treatment chemical room poured and get that completed. So it's coming right along. We've had a couple of rain delay days, but it's not been holding them back very much anyway. And they feel pretty confident in the timeline. And when we had our meeting Wednesday, so it's looks like everything is coming together as we had hoped for. So,
and is the I'm not familiar with where the pool is located. Is it that in Randolph Park?
Yeah, it's right in the park. It's actually I was amused a little bit when they started excavating down there that you know, they were talking about how they ran into kind of some, you know, some soft ground, and it's interesting the what kind of dirt is down there. There's some like sandy clay, but they were saying they ran into soft ground. I had to remind them, you know, you aren't about the lowest point in the community. I can't imagine you'd have soft ground, you know.
Okay.
So it's but yeah, it's right in the park on the Columbia County side, right off of 2nd Street in the community, and then Randolph Street and Park Drive wrap around it on the north and the west side.
Is construction causing any limitations on use of the park this summer?
I give the contractor a lot of credit. They've really contained the construction site, which is beneficial in a lot of ways. You keep the curious youngsters out of there. We don't need somebody having a mishap in there. But as far as the rest of the park, the shelters are all available. They've been being utilized. Youth sports is well underway. The other evening, Thursday evening, my wife and I drove through just for kicks to see how much was going on down there. And the youth baseball program is using both ball diamonds, and there's a lot of parents, grandparents, and kids participating. So it's wonderful to see the park getting used. And we've been quite blessed. We've got a number of parents and coaches that have been influential in really spearheading that program for the community, and there's a lot of kids in the area participating in that youth summer sports program.
Oh, that wise village leadership there in Randolph. We don't want the kids falling into the hole this year. We want them jumping into the pool next spring, right?
Exactly.
I'm speaking with Ken Ireland, the village president from Randolph, this morning on Party Line. I'm going to take a brief break for a few messages. Ken, if you'd like to warm up a cup of coffee, feel free. And our listeners, if anyone out there has a question you'd like me to pose to the village president in Randolph, our WBEV talk and text line, 920-887-9595. Party Line continues in just 2 minutes. We're talking about our neighbors in Randolph with Randolph Village President Ken Ireland this morning on our Party Line show. And Ken, I was going to ask you as far as the quality of life. How about people who live in Randolph? What are the reasons why people stay, and why do people come to your fair village?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons, and we have, you know, three employers that are here in town that have been here for a long time. You know, we've got Jung Garden Center, which is a fixture here in the community and also has a presence in Madison, Stevens Point. Regal Rexnord bought out the Bussey Pinnacle Automation facility. You know, if you're into machine shop type setting, they make palletizers and depalletizers, and that's a industry that changes with technology also. So if you're a techno kind of person, it definitely would appeal to you. And then we also have the Neogen Hayco plant in town, and so we've got three good solid employers. In addition to that, you know, there's the opportunity for a bit of nightlife downtown. We're pretty blessed at the moment. We have three local institutions, and they all do a great job in the evening. And we also are blessed to have your basic coffee shop with Mo's Coffee Shop downtown. Her and her family do a terrific job. Place was jam-packed full this morning, so it's a great place to get together with your family. And you see a lot of the same faces on a very regular basis down there. So we're really blessed to have those kinds of services in our community. So there's, and the other thing, really we're only 45 minutes to Madison. Proximity there as far as, if you have someone going to college down there, or even people that are employed down there from this community, there's a fair number that travel that direction on a very regular basis for employment also. So there's a lot of good things here in our community.
I go back 30 or 40 years broadcasting Randolph Rocket basketball games for the radio station down in Portage. You also have a great school system over there.
Yeah, we're very, very blessed with our public school system. It's been a anchor in the community for many, many years. They combined the pre-K all the way through 12th grade is all on one campus now on the east side of town. Beautiful facility. I think we have great staff there at the school. And, they continue to do a great job for our kids. And, and then we also have the mix of the two church-affiliated, faith-based schools in town here. The
That's
one right.
right
down the street here from me. They have a number of students attend there. And then also the one over on Columbus Street, more associated with the Protestant Reform Group, but that school continues to grow in numbers and popularity also. So, you know, there are choices and opportunities all the way around as far as education in our community. And all three facilities do a great job in the community, and a number of them are very involved in more than just their school. They're involved in many things around the community also, which is a great credit to them. So, yeah, we're really blessed to have all three of those schools in our community.
Ken Ireland, the president of the Village of Randolph, my guest. We have about 5 minutes or so on our Party Line interview this morning. You can take this anywhere you'd like. How is Randolph changing? Is population going up? Is it going down? More business, less business? Get a sense about what direction Randolph may be heading.
We've had development opportunities in the community for a long time, and getting houses built in town has been a struggle. And slowly on, we're getting some of those things addressed. We as a board pursued a consultant firm to help us get some more development in town, and I think we're moving closer to that to help with filling some of the needs for not only single family residential, which is of course the preferred for most people, but not everybody can afford that. So we're looking at options also for some multifamily to be built in the community. The community made an investment a long time ago, back 2007, 2008, in developments, along with one family that developed some parcels in town. Now, all of the ready-to-build lots down there, to my knowledge, have been sold to a developer, so I'm assuming that he'll be moving forward more with that. But, mm-hmm. You know, as far as overall population, you know, you're seeing you know, there's still a lot of homes still occupied by a family or one survivor yet, basically, that's living in the house by themselves. But slowly on, of course, demographics changes all of that. And we're seeing some families migrate here from elsewhere looking for that rural setting, looking for those various educational opportunities. And you know, the other thing we're blessed with here in this community is the fact that we have so many local contractors, whether you're looking for a electrician or a plumber or somebody to build something or repair something for you. We're blessed with a lot of locals that have picked up those professions and have carried them on. Some of them have been in families for 2-3 generations, and you know, it's rather heartwarming for a community to have businesses like that in the community that have been here for a long time, and they just continue to serve the community. And you know, they jut out into other areas. With Fox Lake, Beaver Dam, Columbus close by, I see their vehicles in those communities also.
Sure.
But, you know, we're really blessed to have an abundance of good service contractors in our area.
Nothing like people who know the area, know the community, and then the reliability as well. Ken, we've just got a minute and a half or so. Just thought I'd ask you to take a look into the future. Any prime goals you as president might have, things that you hope will be in the near future or in the distant future for Randolph?
Well, the first one is, of course, see this swimming pool to completion, and to be able to, in essence, break the bottle of champagne over the bow. We're looking forward to that. And then, you know, there's always the street repair priorities. In the last few years, we've tackled some, a few of them around town. We've been able to garner some funding from different sources to help do those. And, of course, we've got our list of which streets are next on the list. And so we're looking forward to that. I guess if there's a another thing worth mentioning that in our area that's been a bit of a concern is railroad bridge outside of town that's been closed and now has been demoed and on a county road. So that's been something we've been conversing back and forth between legislators and county board members and the county highway commissioner, and hoping to get a bridge back over top of that railroad overpass. And then next year, County P is supposed to be on the docket. Well, it's not supposed to be. It is on the docket to be done from the intersection right here at the P and 73, and they're going to do P all the way to Cambria. So that's the very next project for next year for
us. Sounds great. Ken, yeah. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I wanted to thank you in person or over the air. I contacted you a couple of months ago, and you said, sure, I'd love to do it. And then we couldn't work out a time frame for a couple of months. I'm glad we finally got a chance to speak in person. It's been a pleasure. Best wishes for all the good folks over in Randolph.
Appreciate that very much, Bob. It's been great visiting with you, and great program, and appreciate all that you do also at the radio station there for our area and our community, because a lot of people from town here tune in WBEV. So
I'm probably going to hear from many of them in the want ads in just a couple of minutes. Have a good weekend. Take care now, Ken.